Hey, I'm Scott, and it is another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Aaron Roney, and we're talking about the Azure CLI.
Yep.
We've got an episode where we made a web application. Yeah. Now it's SQL time.
It's SQL time. And a little bit, last time we discussed how we're making the commands easier and easier to use.
Yep.
Same goes here. We've got some sample scripts on docs that we're going to deploy our database from, but these scripts are constantly getting easier. Mm-hmm. We talked about update a little bit last time, too.
Cool.
So we went to the docs last time. I'll show that real quick. Mm-hmm. Because we, like I said, we really love these sample scripts. We're really excited about them.
Historically, our docs were not amazing.
Yes.
But our docs are great now. They're open source. They're available for editing. Yes. And you really can follow along.
Yes.
I've very much taken the CLI in one window, the docs in another, and just follow along and it will work.
Yeah, you can use the scripts, you can put them in a SH file and run them, mm-hmm. or you can just copy, paste, follow them along. So
cool.
Today we want to work with a SQL database, and we're just going to create a single database, and we're going to have to create a firewall rule so that we can let our IP through.
Right,
we're
because SQL on Azure is locked down by default to the outside world?
Correct.
All right.
So, we're going to be bad today, and this script actually lets you choose all IPs if you would like.
To be clear, you are consciously opening your database to the universe.
Exactly, but I'm also going to be consciously deleting the database subsequent to this demo.
So as a docs person, I'm thinking to myself, I'll probably go and update that with a better comment that says, you should put your own IP address here.
Yes, that would be great.
Hmm.
I actually already created the group. So all I'm going to do is create a server.
Okay. So you took everything. Did you want to take everything?
I did not. Thank you for helping me there.
Okay, so our resource group we talked about briefly before, it's basically like just drawing a box around all of the stuff so that you can associate them. A web app and a SQL app could live inside a resource group.
Exactly. And a lot of times you may not want to keep your resources around, but you might want to duplicate this. So you'll create a resource group with all the VMs, databases, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Maybe create an ARM deployment file and then delete that group so that you're not paying for those resources anymore.
Okay. So when you delete the group, it deletes everything in the group.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
And that's actually what I'm going to do. After I'm done creating the database and everything, I won't need the group. I'll just delete the group.
Nice.
So this might take a little bit of a second here to create our server.
Okay, so you're making a SQL server that's going to be out there now. I don't see anything about how big of a SQL server it is. Like, is it small, medium, large?
Exactly. So the server today, we can check the default in our documentation, but we have smart defaults that are towards the smaller end of these types of instances.
So
this is going to be some type of smart default that's a smaller size,
right.
But you can always change that later.
Okay.
And there's, like I said, took a little while.
So I can non-destructively upgrade this at some other point.
Exactly.
Okay. So you made one, and there's a SQL Server out there in the world.
Exactly. There is the server, and now I'm going to go ahead and create the firewall rule here. And like you said, we can just copy-paste straight from this demo. And at some point, as you get more advanced and deploy more resources to Azure, this starts to become secondhand.
Right.
But I really want to show off how easy it is to just use the sample scripts that we have.
Yeah, and I think that if I were going to start doing this more than once, I would make my own SH script and I would make my own command line.
Exactly.
That was specific to my style or my company.
Exactly. And you can use these scripts on a CI/CD type platform as well, and that's the way a lot of our users use the Azure CLI. So I just added all IP addresses, like we said. That's not something that you want to do, but we're being lazy here today.
You're a bad person. All right.
And then the final step we're going to do is create the database. And we're going to use an S0, which is a smaller size, and it's toward the cheaper end of SQL databases.
Okay.
And again, this will take a little bit of a second. And as we mentioned before with the creating a web app and today with SQL, all of these commands are getting easier and easier to use. We're going to have smart defaults. You can set defaults, so if you don't want to type resource group, you can set those defaults.
And this thing is calling the same web APIs that all other automation aspects of Azure are. Like if you do something in Visual Studio, it's calling the same REST API.
Exactly. PowerShell, Azure PowerShell, Visual Studio, Portal, any of the tools that we produce for Azure are going to be using this same exact API.
And as we mentioned before also, this is, you could if you want to make the font smaller to show that the table actually doesn't look, does look nice.
It does look legible if we, in it, you, we might have to redo the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made you make your fonts big, so I've apparently destroyed your table, so I'm sorry for that.
That's fine.
Maybe you could actually do a list.
So yeah, I could do an AZ SQL and say I don't know what the exact commands are. Okay, so I need AZ SQL DB list.
Yeah. Okay, and there you go. Resource group.
I messed up. And actually, we talked about this in a previous video. You can just tab.
Oh,
to,
are you
to
gonna
have
get
this completed.
Okay, so it just made a call there. Oh, wow. And then it brought you to the next line, kind of like Linux style, the tab completion, my resource group.
So I can keep going, and now I can do my R. And now when I hit tab, we'll make that again.
That's making an actual call on
that
tab completion.
So, and some of this is being improved.
Well, and also, I think that maybe people didn't notice, we are not in West Europe. But this call is going to West Europe because that's where you put your database.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so
this
go ahead.
This sample script uses West Europe.
Okay, so you do my resource group.
And it says, okay, we need a server name required, and I don't know if we saw before.
Yeah, you put that in a variable.
I put that in a variable so we can make that a little bit easier. And again, now we have this table. But we had talked about it before where we can actually also use different output formats. So if you want to grep, you can use TSV.
Tab separated.
Which is tab separated. We'll grep or awk or something on that.
Can you get the JSON?
And then also we can go for JSON.
Can you do color JSON?
I can do color JSON as well. JSON C.
Don't tease me now. There you go.
So and now this one's the most legible. And then we also talked about in a previous video supporting the query syntax. So you can actually query on this JSON response.
Very cool.
So we have that database created, and I'm actually gonna cheat here and grab a real quick line to use a little CLI tool that I have.
I didn't know there was an MS SQL CLI tool for Mac.
There is. It's actually a node based.
Really?
And it's super. As you can see, it's super easy to use. I've used all my variables: server name dot database dot windows dot net, admin login, put my password there, and there we go. Now we're in our SQL instance.
You learn something every day. That's
you learn something every day. So we could even, you know, create a table, because I don't think there's anything in here right now.
Yeah, you made a database, but no table.
Yeah, I made a database, no table.
That's cool.
And we could have like an ID with an int, and then a name, say, nvarchar is always the way to go, right?
Yeah.
So we can, I messed something up. That's too bad.
You thought you were going to pull it out and...
Well, I'll just pull it out so that...
I think it's the max.
Is it the max? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the max. I was going to be impressed because I was like, wow, he knows that.
I think...
Without having to copy-paste.
Max should work, but... Well, anyway...
create table the name. People...
Oh, we didn't give the table a name. There we go. And then just, you know, we can insert in this table.
It's a real SQL server. You do whatever you want.
Real SQL server. You can do whatever you want. And we did it all through the command line. We never left, except to look at the docs. But.
Which is totally okay. Very cool. We're learning all about how to make SQL servers from the command line using the Azure CLI here on Azure Friday.